Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
On this desk today. What's this all? What's this?
Well, it's hooked up to this.
White yum yum. Pink.
It's like a Radio Shack in here.
Woo! Radio Shack!
I picked the wrong headphones. I'm only getting it in one ear. It's weird. It's like I'm deaf in one ear. I've got complete nothing on the
Well, you better side. Hope it's the same ear as the one you're not getting any sound out of, that's for sure. Wouldn't that be terrible? I'm deaf in one ear, and it just so happens that the ear I have hearing in is the one where...
I get you in stereo now.
Yay, in stereo.
Everyone else gets us on AM.
No freaking way.
Yeah, freaking way.
So, I've got all sorts of sports, man. Sports. Hi, boy, you miss me?
You mean like... It's not just like soccer and bowling sports, like real sports.
Hey, don't mess with bowling.
I'm just saying. Are you talking like real sports?
Yeah.
Good.
And soccer. But it's actually, it's not soccer. It's just soccer.
What's the difference? I mean, it's still soccer. There's not like a good soccer and bad soccer. It's just all bad soccer.
Well, this is interesting soccer.
All right, you can be interesting. And
it doesn't
still
really
soccer.
Have anything to do with soccer.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Can
so
we talk some
we're
soccer?
Going right into it? Right
oh,
now,
sure.
We didn't even get into Fiesta Friday
oh,
or
we'll
anything.
Get into Fiesta Friday.
Did you say Fisty Friday?
No, Fiesta Friday.
Because I don't want to do Fisty Friday. I really don't. That's not something I'm inclined
I actually saw Fisty Friday. I was downstairs watching the Rockies, and they also had MMA on.
Oh,
and this dude got knocked out, speaking of Fisty Friday. It was like one to the face, two to the face, he's down, and then one more to the face, and then just for good measure, just to make sure he's out, one more to the face.
I actually want to talk a little boxing and MMA today.
All right, well, let's talk to soccer first.
All
so,
right.
Okay.
Get it out of the way.
All right, so a Russian guy... And all Russians, as we know, are billionaires. They're all billionaires, apparently. He wants to buy Stan Kroenke's stake in Arsenal.
Okay.
For $1.3 billion.
Okay.
What would you do with $1.3 billion?
Oh, there. I'd travel. I would buy, big condos in all the cities I want to live in. So, London... Berlin, Denver, Tokyo.
What are you, the Hard Rock? What is this? Ridiculous.
No, and then I would just travel, and I'd just go all over the world.
Well, I tell you what I'd do. I'd buy a soccer team that was worth less than $1.3 billion, that's for sure.
Oh, there's no way I'd ever buy a soccer team. I wouldn't care.
The Rapids.
I wouldn't care.
$200 million. We can get a Kickstarter, man.
Listen, I would invest some money into it, and then I would be completely non-entity, because I'd never go and I'd never show up. And that's not really a good way to invest in a sports team. Like if I invested in the Broncos, oh yeah, I would be there. But if I put $200 million into the Rapids, I'd be like, I just bought a new car. I'm never going to drive.
I do believe that $1.3 billion,
mm-hmm.
if you had $1.3 billion, mm-hmm. I believe you actually could buy the Broncos.
I could. I think I could buy the Broncos for one.
I'm not sure though. We went through this before.
Well, they were.
I'm not sure they were around 1.3, 1.4.
I think they were cheaper than a billion because the top teams were worth like 2 billion.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys were.
Okay, so this is Arsenal, which is not one of the teams going for. And the guy is a minority stakeholder. So he's a minority stakeholder. Stan Kroenke is the majority stakeholder. He's just going to buy him straight out. So not even the whole team, just a part of the team for $1.3 billion.
Why? Why would someone do that? I don't get it.
Because Arsenal is one of the biggest brands in the world. They've been, when you talk, so I'm sorry to bore you, but if you think of it, so in the league that they're in, I'll try and do this all without soccer, so it doesn't, you don't think of it as soccer.
Okay.
So in the league that they're in, all right, they are a perennial top five, top six team, one of the most consistent teams. Plus, they are a team that is in London, so there is there's a huge base. Plus, they are worldwide. Okay. The Rapids are basically, because Kroenke owns them now, but the Rapids are tied in with them, and they also do some things otherwise. They're one of the top probably eight teams in the world in terms of the sport they're in.
Okay, so according to Forbes, Arsenal is worth $2.2 billion.
Okay, well, he's not getting all of it. He's only getting...
He's getting like the majority share.
But he wants to actually totally buy him out.
You know what? You're right. I cannot buy the Broncos for $1.2 billion or $1.3.
You could buy a lot of the Broncos.
I could buy two-thirds of the Broncos. They're worth $1.94 billion. Almost $2 billion.
So the team I'm talking about is more expensive than the Broncos.
By four spots, yes. They are separated by the Clippers.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
That's it. So Arsenal's 23, Denver's 26. So, I mean, you know, for a team that's top eight in the world in its particular sport, it's not bad for the Broncos to be that close to them in terms of, I mean, they're not really that far behind.
When I say top eight or 10, let me put that down to about top 20. It's top 20 in the world in their sport.
I can't keep track of because this is why soccer's stupid.
Okay. And I'll try to explain. I agree.
I get it.
I agree.
But you have, it's like here in the United States, the major cities have football teams, with the exceptions of places like Green Bay. That's not a major city, but they're historical. You know, they got grandfathered in. But in England, like every little backwater pea town gets a soccer club. Then yes. Everyone gets to play yes. together. Like it's like Indiana basketball. You know, everyone gets to play together.
Only in
and
one
blah, blah,
thing.
Blah. And
by the way, do you want to get together a team like you, me, Alex, and like eight other people? We could go and get a team and go do the FA Cup.
No, I don't, because I would be red carded every game.
Well, it'd only probably be one game.
Okay. But you've got the club teams, and then you have like. Well, national teams, and then you have regions. Well, I mean, it's get it. I mean, and then everyone just travels back and forth.
In the United States, they actually have a cup like this, and basically we could get into it. It's called the U.S. Cup. But I agree with you that there's probably too big. But it's an opportunity for anyone to, you know, it's the opportunity for anyone to win $1 million. Basically, it's a lottery for some of these teams. Why not?
And that's fine if that's what they want to do. It just.
But what I'm talking about is if you're going to talk about the top 20 teams in the world in terms of soccer.
Yeah, but are we talking club teams? Or are we
club
talking
teams. Club teams. I'm not including national teams.
Like,
no.
Like Barcelona is a club team?
Barcelona is a club team.
But the Spanish team is...
Spain is a national team. Okay. And actually, if I was to probably, it would be a very interesting game to see Barcelona against Spain because...
Aren't they all the same players?
Except for Messi.
Okay. What about Roquefort Mumford, that team? Whatever the German team that you're talking about. Mumbai Hayern.
Bayern Munich?
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Okay. Mumford Roquefort?
I was close.
Mumford Roquefort?
I was very close.
Is that
close.
A band?
That went through. Mumford & Sons is a band, and Roquefort is a dressing.
And apparently, that other team is a team. What's
Bayern
it called?
Munich?
Bayern Munich.
They're probably more expensive than Arsenal, but not by much.
No, they are. Actually, they're more expensive. Well, I'm going to guess. I'll look, but I believe.
Why don't we do this? When we come back, I'm going to guess the top 20. I'm going to guess the top 20 most expensive soccer teams.
Well, give
in
me the top 10 because
it
doesn't have them by
top 10.
Okay,
we'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.